Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode 116 of Trusty Hogs. We're back for the new year. It's 2004 and we're thrilled to have you here.
This is what?
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
2004.
Oh God. Yeah, it's 2004 for me. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts based around the millennium.
What?
About the dawn of porn and online industries. Oh gosh.
I'm going to take over.
I get it.
Welcome to Trusty Hogs. It's episode 116. The year is 2024.
What?
I'm Helen Bauer. This is Catherine Bowler.
Hello.
We're comedians.
I'm coming to you from the past.
One of us is in 24. One of us is in 04. But like, either way, it's your choice. It's your body. It's your life. It's your time zone.
It is.
Pick it.
Yeah, oh God, I wish it was 2004 for my body and time zone. What
really?
Energy? Oh, the energy I had. My God, I was an athlete, yeah.
Just really quickly, we're going to just chat and then we're going to have on a wonderful guest and then we're going to solve a problem. And happy New Year. Hope you're all thriving.
What'd you do?
For New Year's?
Yeah.
You know what I did. I had a little house
party. No, I meant
party.
2004.
Oh, welcome to Trusty Hogs.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're going to give me your problem. And they will solve them, or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
Right, 2004, I was in year 9? Year 9, maybe?
I was 16.
Which means that I would have been
13?
Yes.
Okay.
So, oh my God. Oh, so I'd already pretended I had my period, but it won't start in actuality for another 2 years.
That's so nice. I did what I did every New Year's until I was, 22, which is watch Mary-Kate and Ashley movies with my best friend Karen.
You guys.
Yeah.
That's actually really lush. That's
it was
exactly.
So wholesome. We'd have been watching like a New York Minute or, yeah.
What were the other ones? I can't remember.
Oh my God.
Paris?
Take London? Yeah. Oh God. It's so good. Oh my God. The Paris one is amazing, but the London one is based around Model UN, which was as close to debating as it got. And I was so into it.
I do not think I've ever seen this one. Mary-Kate and Ashley were in the Model UN.
Yeah. And their characters were. And they did this Model UN thing, but then they also kept visiting that Peter Pan statue in Hyde Park.
I've been to it.
And they did a huge montage in Camden Market, which as an Irish teen made me be like, Camden Market looks amazing. When I got there, I was like, I don't know that anybody needs this many henna tattoos. That's not what I was expecting, I'll be honest.
I'm trying to think, New Year's 2004, I think I was probably just the 1 year away from being house parties. Mm. So maybe it was like a family one.
And for me, I was approximately 9 years away from house parties.
We had different experiences. I remember, like, there was some great house parties in Fleet for New Year's over the years, but there was 1 year that I didn't get invited and everyone else did because this girl was a psychopath And I know it was like women support women, blah, 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 blah. She was a fucking whore slut psychopath.
Whoa.
And I stand by that to this day.
That's she a lot of language.
So mean.
Okay, we're on our first episode.
I don't give a fuck.
I think let's just roll it back a little. I can tell you do not give a
And I'm not saying her name because this is being edited overnight and coming out for you tomorrow. So I'm not going to give any edit points.
Well done.
But you know who you are because you lived in the Blue Triangle and Fleet. And I hope you're listening.
Don't give Edward. She's not listening.
There's many roads there.
She didn't invite you to her house party. She's not listening, babe.
She was so mean.
Do you know who is listening? It's one of our listeners called Georgie, mm-hmm. who had a big audition. And she's into musical theatre, so I'm sure that was what she was doing this morning. And she messaged to say, I just came out of a big audition and I needed to tell Helen that we discussed at length in the audition with the Swedish man who was auditioning them, Fleet Services.
Stop.
I know, they spend considerable portions of it explaining the concept to him, and I wish I could see it on camera. That's so funny.
Wait, so the people in Sweden don't have service stations?
No, I think they do conceptually, but I guess the sort of...
The passion around Fleet.
You know what I mean? I think it's hard to evoke that, but I guess that's her job if she's an actor.
I had a problem with... If anyone who's new, I grew up in Fleet behind the service station. On stage the other night, I was just like casually, up the creek, Sunday special in Greenwich.
Yes.
Lovely gig. And I was just like casually mentioned, like, oh, I'm from a very small town. It's called Fleet. And this guy went, ugh! And I was like, what? Like, do you know it? Or like, and
then, because of Fleet.
And then he was like, everyone from Fleet is just so passionate about it. I don't get it. And I was like, what the actual fuck? Turns out he's from the New Forest. And it's like,
my God.
Like, I get it. Like, the ponies are wild, but only because if you fucking tame them, you're going to fuck them. You fucking inbred freaks.
Oh!
Can you tell that I'm having a really rough New Year so far?
Yeah, babe. The vibes are bad for all.
I finished therapy an hour ago.
Can I just say, you're going on, so raw. You're going on holiday tomorrow. You got to close back up whatever your door you've opened to therapy. Everything's fine.
Well,
you're
I'm trying not to tomorrow, sleep babe. For 3 days on my second day of not sleeping.
Why?
Because what? We've got an overnight flight.
That doesn't mean you have to not sleep for 3 days.
You need to be tired. You want to get on the plane tired.
You look tired already, babe. No offense.
Yeah, I know. I've put on a lot of makeup on the bus. I've got like a heartbeat in my eyebrow.
I think one day would have done it.
No, because you need to be really sleepy so you sleep the whole flight. Because we've realised we're landing. We thought we booked our flight so good, but we're landing in Mexico City at 4 a.m. And
yeah.
We don't have any Spanish skills. And I've never been before, so we feel like we need to have our wits about us. We feel like if we really get ourselves tired and then sleep on the plane, we'll be all fresh and ready to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Not doing well right
We're
now.
We're not getting the same flight to Melbourne, are we? Oh my God, announcement! Parish announcement! Parish announcement. Guess what?
I can officially
say I'm going to Melbourne Comedy Festival. Pew, pew, pew. And the tickets are on sale. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, they go on sale this in Britain. Why would you? Well, it'll be weird. Anyway, they go on sale tonight in our time zone at 11 p.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, that is, in Australia at 10 a.m. I think that's what time they'd be going on sale.
Tickets are available now.
That's what I'm saying to you. And I'm so excited.
What time's your show in Melbourne?
I don't know anything.
I don't know mine either.
I don't know anything. I just said, lovely, I'll see you there. Can I, do I have to bring my own sun cream? And they said, yeah, obviously. And I said, can I have a flight that Helen's not getting?
No, because it's my birthday the day I'm flying.
I actually would love if we were flying together. Are you flying via Perth?
Mm-mm. Damn. I'm doing, I think, a Dubai stop.
Damn.
Because they've got a really good McDonald's menu there.
They actually do. No, they do. I did that last time. They do.
Is that why you chose it?
Well, I got sent some flight options.
No,
and
but
I
they
was
do.
Like,
can I tell you, they don't like if you do yoga in the prayer room.
Are you joking?
I just heard that you shouldn't.
You've got to be kidding.
I heard that you shouldn't. I haven't done it, but I maybe once considered it and then was advised that that would not be wise.
Yeah, you were advised correctly.
I agree.
I love it when I am more aware of stuff than you.
That's not what the mats are for, yeah.
Such a shocking idea.
It said a multi-phase.
Yoga's not a faith.
Good posture is my religion.
When are you landing? You the 26th?
25th.
Oh, so I'm going to be after you. Mm. I don't think we're in the same hotels though, which is a shame.
But that's nice because we can come for sleepovers at each other's houses. I actually think I'm going to be quite scared because I'm staying alone and I haven't done that in ages. So can we have sleepovers?
Yeah, we can have sleepovers. But you actually have to share a bed with me.
I will.
You actually really will.
Yeah, because it's like...
Even if I'm in like a gassy phase and I'm like a bit sweaty. Also, oh my God, I'll tell you another reason I'm not sleeping very well.
Number one, I'm trying to not sleep.
But also, because of it being a new year, I've decided I'm going to be hairless this year.
Why? Because
you know when you're like, it's that like weird, the gooch period in between Christmas and New Year's, and you're just sort of like online, right? And
right.
like, I completely fell for IPL hair removers. Like, hook, line,
one?
And sinker. Yeah, £135.
£135.
Did I Google it? Did I read the reviews? No, the advert
Helen!
Was pretty. And it's pink. I chose a pink one. So I was like, this will be amazing.
But Helen, but what you ask people for their money, you can't keep telling them that you're spending on an absolute nonsense.
And you must keep giving it. You must, because I have to buy now so many razors and moisturiser. Because basically, you have to use it. It says once a week, but twice a week if you're keen, and I'm keen. Okay. So you have to shave very closely. So you exfoliate.
Sorry, our guest is just texting me. That's why I'm on the phone. I don't mean to be rude.
Because you don't respect my hair removal process. But it's 1:30.
What's the process? Tell me the process quickly.
Okay. You shave. No, exfoliate before you shave. Are you supposed to? I've literally just Googled this for the first time.
Helen, I've never used an IPL thing.
So you exfoliate, shave, so you get the close shave, and then you get out the IPL machine and you have to like, and it blasts light on your skin, and there's like loads of different settings, but I'm going like full blast.
Does it hurt?
Like it's a tiny little burn, but like nothing, like it's nothing compared to like a tattoo or anything. No, it doesn't smell a burn. And then you go over everywhere, but it's so tiny and I've got so much skin that like it's just constant, like just it took me about an hour to do everything, and that's not even including tummy, like that's
just
underarms, face. I've started shaving my face again to get because if you
does it work on blonde hairs though?
Yeah, that's one thing I'm finding out now, that someone else said it doesn't work on fair hair, so that might be a bit tricky.
I've told you that.
Yeah.
I wrote a whole bit about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning, aren't I?
I did it on my Apollo. I shared the bloody clip. Yeah. You follow me on Instagram.
It's good.
How many times do I get a person tell you the same thing? We've done work in progresses together. I told you when it happened.
Some people.
It feels like you don't listen to me.
I'm a kinesthetic learner. Is that the right word?
What does that mean?
I learn by doing practically with my hands. I don't learn by listening. Do you remember that time at school where it's like, are you a visual, audio, or kinesthetic learner? Yeah. So I'm a kinesthetic learner, so I have to like make the mistake physically with my hands.
In a Catholic girls' school where nuns teach, they were asking us what kind of learner we were.
No.
We were bad girls and we were to be quiet and learn how to be good. The end.
So sad, Catherine. We were told which learners we were.
Wow, that's really remarkable.
But then because of that, I'm shaving and then scarring. What it does is it scars the root of your hair so that nothing can grow out of it.
Is it working?
And then it says you need to be out. Well, it's only running like three times.
Right.
So, and I'm just shaving every 2 days.
Are you allowed
to
go to the sun?
Yeah, so I don't think I'm allowed to be in the sun, which is going to be tricky. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow and it's 30 degrees. And I have to take it with me and do it when I'm there.
I don't think you should do it.
No, but then there's a chance by the time we get to Australia, I'll be hairless apart from my head. Because I want hair from, like, I'd say cheekbone up.
Yeah, I got you.
Right?
Yeah.
And I want a bush. But, okay. Like, at the moment, I'm working with, like, if I'm wearing a swimsuit, like...
Bikini line.
Yeah. Is she wearing, like, you know, like, is she wearing a skirt? Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I like skirts on women, and I think, like, fairy skirts are, like, hot and sexy. It's just, it's got very pubic around my thighs.
You want to be able to choose when.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's totally fair.
So I'm going to scar my legs to pieces.
And also skirt, sure. Skirt, less so, you know?
Exactly.
So I do get it.
All I'm saying is wait until we get to Australia. I'm going to be like a fucking seal.
Wow, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be mad.
Are we going to be spending a lot of time together in swimwear?
I'm going to be swimming every day.
Are you?
Yeah, I've decided. I'm going to be swimming every day.
Good for you.
I said that last time I went and I didn't. But like this time I'm definitely going to do it.
But also I bet you did lots of things last time you weren't planning on doing. And this time maybe...
Spending my per diem in 5 days.
Oh, I was going to say pissing in the corridor. But I guess you could just plan better this time. I know we have to bring on our guest. And I know that we covered 2004. But do you want to talk about New Year's that we just spent in the extras? Should we actually tell each other what we did? Because I'd still love to know.
Extras. We'll do it in the extras.
Okay, great. Guys, we have an amazing guest. Please, welcome to the show. Joe
Sutherland. Sorry. We haven't done this in a while.
No, we haven't. And also what I meant to say is please welcome back to the show, Hogg's favourite, Joe Sutherland.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfuckers, we're going on tour! Trusty Hogs are going on the road. Road Hogs is coming to you, provided that you live very specifically in Manchester, Brighton, Edinburgh,
Bristol.
No, Dublin, Bristol, Leicester, or
London.
So get your tickets and we'll see you there. Trustyhogs.com, is it?
Yes. Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfucker.
I will not apologize.
You're my first 3D humans I've seen in a while. Other than Will, I guess he counts.
He does count. Why have you been in your house for 5 days,
I've been
please?
Visited by the norovirus fairy.
No,
she's left now, so don't worry.
Wait, the norovirus,
thing.
Is that the one where you vomit
Pukey.
And shit?
Yeah. Poor thing.
Do you feel cleansed?
I feel snatched.
I hate that.
Everyone says that. I think it's a blessing.
I hate that for you.
No, it's honestly, it's a loss of gains, though. I don't know, not...
Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah?
Do you go back to your toilet for vomit?
I'm really afraid of vomiting, so I think on a subconscious level I repress it and it like just churns in my stomach
and then
a few
out.
Days later it's diarrhea. Yeah.
My mum had a friend
Can
growing
I
up
say
like
this
that.
This has been a horrid start.
My mum has a friend when she was growing up who said, I never fart. I just hold on to it and I hold on to it and then one day I burp.
What?
Just one day for the entire day.
My mum was like, she was such a fucking bitch. Like, but that can't be how it works.
No, and it's not. No, and this has been a horrible how. Oh, come on. Good morning. How are you?
It is the morning. No,
it's 1:30.
We're comedians. It's the morning. It's the afternoon then. How are you other than that? Because that sounds awful.
I'm much better, thank you.
Okay, fine. And I do understand your gains loss because you've explained them to me. And obviously you're in, Joe's in transition. I don't know if you know this, but he's
to what?
Transitioning from, in my opinion, twink to... What
well,
are we saying?
Wink? Long-term goal.
Yeah. Wink is fun.
Long-term goal, daddy.
Daddy.
But
okay,
like with that, we're that's a 15-year plan.
Right, got you, got you, got
but,
you.
But you know, you've got to lay foundations for this sort
yeah.
of
What's
thing.
What's the...
And hey, a harrowing event may befall you. So you never know.
Fingers crossed.
No.
Can we get some definitions for the people who aren't quite...
I don't know if you've noticed that Joe's gone from like...
I know what a twink is. Joe Sutherland.
No, yeah. He used to be a twink. That skinny little boy in his fur coats. And now he's all gym buff.
Twunk.
Twonk!
Mm-hmm. Oh, twonk when they get
you're
thick.
You're twonk. Yeah. Did you know you were twonk?
Well, it's what I'm... I wouldn't be so bold as to call myself that.
Like
on.
A twee twonk.
No.
No? What is he... Right. Let's all just calm down for a second. Like, because you know when
like
you get...
A twee
like
twonk.
A twee twonk.
Like a tree trunk.
Yeah, but...
Said by Tweety Bird.
Said by Tiny Tim.
So a twonk is when a twink goes to the gym?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And gets henge.
Oh, wait, before we do... Is this actual terms people are using? Because you know I'm going to use this in conversation later and then everyone's going to be like, fucking hell, I'm so thick. This is a genuine thing.
Yes, yeah.
And I can quote you on that.
Yeah, sure.
Sick. So, and then how do you get to a daddy? Is it like a child? Or is that just a straight definition of daddy?
That's
paternity is a straight definition of daddy.
I know that. I know that. I want you to know that I do know that.
You're talking more like hot older man.
Yeah.
Is a daddy.
Yeah.
And then a hot older man is a zaddy.
A zaddy.
No, disagree?
No, a zaddy. Well, I don't know. We're perhaps mixing up like pre and post COVID definitions. As far as I knew pre COVID when I was relevant, a zaddy was like upon the cusp of being like they were still young, but like showing some sort of like ruggedness. But it was like, oh, but you're not like,
so like
middle-aged.
Tim Allen halfway through the Santa Claus film.
What a gorgeous laugh!
Only because I was like quickly reviewing the scenes, like particularly, you know, when he's in the meeting and like he eyes up the cookies. Yeah. He's really trying to deny what's happening, but then he eats about 12 at once. Yeah. And doesn't he grow a beard like in that day?
Yeah. It's
like, yeah. Full white beard.
That's what I'm aiming for. I want to be sort of like pristine porcelain gym bro until the like the last night of being 49 and then boom,
Santa Claus. The end.
That was such incredible recall on that film, may I say. Wow. That was
classic.
In there good to go.
A lonely child.
That was locked and loaded. That was ready to go.
Sorry, I grew up in Coventry. I had a lot of time in my hand.
Well, welcome to you and your gains to the podcast.
Congratulations on your transitioning. I'm currently going from otter to seal. We just spoke about it in the intro. I'm doing a hair removal IPL by myself at home.
What's IPL? Yeah.
IPL. I don't look it up. It's just that's what it says on the box. Don't know what it stands for.
But what's in the box then?
Pink machine that blasts light at your skin so you lose hair.
Oh, it's a home laser treatment.
Yeah.
Don't look at the light. They say that on the box.
Oh my God.
Don't look at it. Do not look at it, Helen.
Does it actually work?
I don't know yet. I'm very itchy and red.
Is this the sort of thing people wait years on the NHS for?
Wait, you can get laser on the NHS?
Well, like for, you know, gender reaffirming treatments.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Really?
I think it's less affirming gender. Treatment.
It's £135.
What?
On Rose
it
Skin
doesn't
Company.
Work.
No.
It's fake.
We don't know yet. We do not know yet. I'm going to be... What are you transitioning at the moment, Catherine?
From one to the Well, I am becoming a woman who's comfortable living in a house share.
Oh. You look so uncomfortable.
You've become a liar.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
It's so great. I love it. It's actually much better than I expected.
That's good.
Thank you. We move on.
Can I check then? So then, because you're like, so when you first came on the podcast way back in the day,
you
were
you
like
came to us in the shipping
full
container.
Twink, but now you've gone all the way to like being a cruise star, which already spoken to Andrew about. I can't say cruise star. So Joe works on cruise ships,
but
cruising in the world of gay is looking for sex.
So, yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not looking for sex on the ships. You're working on the ships.
I'm only working like an hour a day.
But can you tell me, are these gay cruisers?
Yeah.
Can I go on one, or is it like no straight females?
Oh, no. You're very welcome.
I'm doing it, Catherine.
You know what would happen is you'll walk around, you'll be treated like an absolute celebrity. People will stop you to be like, oh my God, love your vibe, love your outfit. And then no more conversation. They'll move on.
I love this.
And you can't sexually satisy me. So bye.
No way.
But you just get to walk around receiving compliments.
And what like routes around the world have you done?
A few different bits of the Mediterranean. And then in November, I was in Asia.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it was great.
And you just do a show in the evening and the rest of the time you're just like a passenger
like
on a cruise
sets.
Ship.
Yeah.
This is the best job in comedy.
It's pretty great.
It sounds amazing. I'm like, are they all gay men or are there any lesbians on?
There's a few. Oh my God, the most adorable lesbians you will find on these cruises, because more often than not, they have sampled the lesbian cruises and decided they were too boring. And so they come on the gay male ones, even if they don't do the parties. There was this cute couple who were on the one in Asia, and I would see them in the daytimes going on the daytime excursions, but I would never see them at night. And I was like, I wonder why they're even here then.
Yeah.
But then one of my friends managed to sit with them on one of the buses and like got chatting and found out their story. It was so adorable. They'd known each other like since they're in their 20s. They were in this kind of like weird sex cult. And then they met after one of them had a partner, sadly lost a partner. And she was saying to her friends like, oh, I just really want a friend. You know, I want a new partner who's a bit like our friend. And so this gets to their friend and she's like, why not have me? And she's like, yeah, okay. And then
no way.
They just go on these cruises and they go to these gay boy cruises. And
how old are they?
Like 60.
Oh, yeah.
And they go on gay boy cruises and do the like historical excursions during the day.
Historical excursions.
And then when all the boys
day.
Put on their leather at night, they go, night night.
Yeah,
to
they
bed.
Sort of get the restaurant to themselves and then go to bed.
That's my my dream.
I love that. They just hear the Dodleys coming out and the whips and chains. They're like, we're going to get our pucker teas and then dead in for an early night. Good night, everyone. Night, night. But safety first, boys.
Yeah.
That's so funny with that. It's such a dire reflection on lesbian culture that that's less boring than actually being, and I can see it. I can see the fucking sitting in circles, kumbayaing of the parties on the lesbian cruises, and I don't want any part of it either. To be fair,
we've not been on one. We don't know, but
you know, it's hyper competitive. On like, there's like a sports day. There's a sports. There's everything's too competitive.
Another story I heard. So this is third-hand information.
I'm obsessed with cruising.
From a lesbian comic in the US who went on one for the first time. She'd not done one before, and there was one day where two excursions were available. One was a trip to a beach club to go and enjoy the beach club, have some drinks, have some food. Another was a trip to clean the beach.
Here we go. Here we go. Get your bags, girls. Get your pickers. You know you brought them with you.
I hate us.
And she chose the wrong one. So she very much got frozen out for the rest of the week.
Because she didn't volunteer.
She didn't go. She didn't pay to go on the beach clean excursion.
We are so annoying.
It's
endless entertainment.
That's so funny.
I just honestly think cruising is the best thing in the world. I've only just got into it through vlogs. Because I was watching Disney vlogs for like years and years and years. And then obviously like the Disney vloggers start panicking, being like, we can't show Florida again. Mm-hmm. So they start doing Disney cruise lines.
Mm-hmm. On the Wish.
And now a lot of them on the Wish, the Dream, the Fantasy, and now the Magic, launching this year. I'm a big fan. But then P&O cruises have opened back up, and they've got the Iona based in Southampton, which is doing a lot of like Norwegian Scandi ones. Mm. And I'm like, I think I'm meant to do this. I think I meant to be a cruise vlogger, because it literally is. All your food is there for you. Mm. The buffet is like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, there's just always a buffet.
Do you know, actually, not quite. It's what? So annoying because there will be hours of changeover where it's like, well, between breakfast and lunchtime, we have to change everything over. And I'm like, or you could just keep serving. I mean, thank you very much for your hard work, lovely chefs and hospitality people. But sometimes I forget which time zone we're in.
Yeah, fair.
But don't they always have like a hot dog stand or like ice cream?
But if you're dairy intolerant, it's not the easiest place
here we
always.
Go. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Vloggers aren't, and Gary C is, who goes on a lot of Disney cruises with Adam Hatton, but he takes a lactase tablet and goes, ooh, naughty. Ooh, and I go, ah! Okay.
So
but then you get all your meals provided for you. Mm-hmm. You're in a cabin that is tidied for you every single day and the bed made up. Mm-hmm. And then they arrive in beautiful different places. You don't have to plan or like do any of that visa stuff because they do it all on the ship. Yep. They stamp your passport when you go on and off. Mm-hmm. And then they just sort of go, do you want to do this, this and this? You can get on the buses and they'll take you there. Or you can just wander around or just stay on the ship.
You're describing this with such a sort of wonderful optimism. And it honestly to me sounds like hell.
How?
What I'm hearing is somebody comes into my tiny room every day. The entire hotel moves inexplicably. You have to see people anytime you want to eat something.
They'll bring it to your room.
There is also a room service.
In your tiny moving cabin, your entire holiday is determined for you, and you have to be around everyone you've just worked in front of to entertain most of the time.
True, but like the massive ones are so massive that actually you can walk around and meet people. Like I've met people on like the last night parties where it's, you know, 3 a.m. It's like, oh my God, we're having such a great time. Such a shame we didn't hang out earlier in the week. How have you enjoyed your vacation? I'm like, it's not my vacation. I'm working. And they're like, what? I didn't even know there was comedy.
Because it's a moving city.
How dare you? But still, maybe that's why we're making out.
Yes, fair enough. Fair enough.
This is so magical. How many people are on the big ships?
They do these really massive ones in Mexico, which I haven't been on, which are like nearly 6,000 or something.
That's mental.
Obscene.
That's fleet.
That's way too many people.
I think that one is too many.
That's way too many people.
Is that the one I've seen videos of, like the biggest cruise ships in the world, like compilation videos on YouTube? I'm still very single.
Did none of these people grow up watching the Titanic? I just think that's not for me.
No, but the Titanic was very different. These boats aren't built on Ireland, Catherine.
Also, these...
It was working when it that left our five. Shores.
Come on, that was brilliant. Andrew M. in the air, brilliant. I'm joking, it was Northern Ireland. It's not technically yours. Ours. That's our bad, isn't it?
Yeah, we've outsourced it to Holland now.
Thank God.
You're a piece of shit.
But they have enough lifeboats now on shippies. Don't they?
See, that's the other thing I don't want to hear about my hotel. There are enough lifeboats to get you out of the hotel.
I don't know if there are enough, because sometimes I'll do a walk around and be like, I've seen six. But then I don't know if that's because they have like six show ones, you know, six like good ones.
The prettiest that they lifeboats put, yeah, at the front.
And then maybe there are just like, you know, inflatable Argos dinghies.
There
they
are.
Just kind of chuck out if something actually happens. And then you're like, why are you not dislodging the... And they're like, oh, no, that's for show.
That's for the crew.
You have to blow them up with your mouth. I'd quite like that.
I mean, I should have just said this because I'm going on a long-haul flight tomorrow. But you know, we're like on the aeroplane when they're doing that safety video and then like they've got the rafts that they go out. But then one of them is just the slide that just detaches and you just hold on. It's like, that can't be right.
It's an inflatable door.
It's an inflatable slide. And then let's go off the plane as it's being dragged underwater. And it's like, you're on a slide for a week. Like, good luck. That just never felt good for me.
Yeah, wow. That is terrifying.
Right? That's messed up.
Super comforting. But Joe, how are you? Have you been? How was Christmas?
It was fine.
Great. That level of enthusiasm. What did you
that's
do for
high for me.
Yeah, okay. What did you do for New Year's?
New Year's, I went to this pub in Limehouse in the East End, which is sort of, I don't know how to describe it. It's like old school East End.
Call the midwife.
Gay pub, though. But what? So it's like, it's both that and so it has like the oldest, read offensive, drag you can hope to find in London.
Yeah.
And they sell like ham sandwiches.
Great.
Yes.
Did you have a nice time?
I did.
Reed, kind of?
No, yeah, I did.
Okay, wow.
So where the Cratrons used to go cruising.
Probably.
Yeah, there you go, Andrea. You used it correctly.
Pretty cool to use that term.
Wow.
Well, Reggie, known pufter.
No!
Yeah.
Really?
Mm, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, icon.
I never think of criminals being gay. I honestly never do. I never think of them being gay.
Oh my God, usually it's the reason they're doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
What, to prove their manhood?
Well, I don't know. It's like...
Right, top five gay criminals, go. Reggie Gray.
Go on.
That's the, they're not gay.
Go on.
Reggie Cray, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, the president of the US.
Yeah.
What did
you
do illegal?
Oh my God!
Being the president.
Are you kidding?
Okay, yeah. Obviously, you do bad things. Yeah. Wasn't he married to someone called Nancy?
Yeah, the throat goat.
What throat goat?
What throat goat?
Nancy was so renowned for her dick sucking abilities.
Huh?
She was the original throat goat.
Okay.
Where are you getting this intel? Is it from the drag queens in Poplar or wherever the fuck you
I listened to the Rest of History podcast and I've never heard this said on it. Nancy Reagan was the original throat goat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was about to be like, my history teacher never said this, but I guess she wouldn't.
Okay, amazing. What? So he was gay, which is a shame.
Well, I'm just like throwing things out there.
Okay, so you're just guessing. I love the phrase throat goat.
Dead. What's he going to do?
No, you're right. You're so right.
Is he dead?
Yeah,
is he?
Okay.
Oh, when?
Was it of AIDS?
Was it?
That would be just comeuppance, really.
Yeah.
Let
my
me
God,
see.
They
Ronald Reagan died in...
Here we go. 1980.
Oh, no, 2004.
Yeah.
I thought it was recent.
That is really recent. It's this year because Catherine thought it was this year.
I was like, welcome to 2004. Oh, 2024. But
this is when we asked Joe, what happened to you in 2004?
Yeah, what happened for you, my love?
We were
16.
One of the... Oh.
Are we the same age? No, you're probably younger than me. I'm 35.
Yeah,
okay. I'm 42.
Okay. go on.
Well, no, this is, again, I'm close to transitioning to thinking that, like, maybe I'm going to start aging up.
So that everyone says you look amazing.
Like, oh my god, you look so good. You know when people like if you're like, yeah, I just had a baby.
You both look 21. What are you talking about?
Thank you so much.
In our hometowns.
Yeah. That's so true.
You could easily both pass for master students who are not mature students.
That means the world. I do easily. Get asked for student ID recently. And
where?
I do get it. Oh God,
Joe.
No, but why specifically student is what I mean.
It was a discount in like in BT2 in black in, oh, you don't know about, okay. In Dublin, there's a shop that's the equivalent of like, I guess,
Boots.
Selfridges.
Oh.
Okay.
And they'll ask you sometimes for a student ID.
Nice.
That's got to feel really
student
nice.
Discount. It meant the world.
Even when I was 18, I wasn't asked for student ID. They could just tell I hadn't got it. They knew I hadn't got in. Like, they just knew.
It wasn't about age. It was about purpose.
There was no way that I was studying. Do you have a BTEC certificate? Yes.
Fine. So 2004, where were you? What were you doing?
Is that
apart from mourning Reagan?
2004? What was happening?
So are you year 11? War on Terror? Is that 2003?
I don't know. There's a whole period around there which I've quite purposefully like blurred.
Good for you. Good for you.
I lost 2 years to Sims, so I get it. Like, it's like, it's just like, I genuinely like didn't. I went to school, I'd come home, I'd log onto the computer, and it was just Sims to the point where I was living in that 3x fast forward function on it because I could still line up all their activities and it'd be fine. That's how good I was at it.
Which was your favourite expansion pack?
House Party, because of the inflatable furniture. Thank you for asking.
You?
I liked. I wanted it to be the magic one, but it was actually quite boring.
Yeah.
So actually, I liked the date one because you got to build the little
hot
town.
Hot date.
Because it was a middle ground, like SimCity too overwhelming. At times, The Sims too suburban. So Hot Date was like this nice middle ground.
SimCity, I thought the people that played that were psychopaths. Like, oh, like, it's not good enough for you just being in charge of, like, a family's lives and all of their decisions. You have to run a city. Like,
you say that, but my, auntie's husband's sister...
Here we go.
..got addicted to playing SimCity and then quit her job, retrained, became a town planner.
Whoa!
No, that has not actually happened.
That's a beautiful story, yeah. If it happened, that's really beautiful.
That's like me playing too much Zoo Tycoon and becoming an elephant breeding specialist.
There's time.
There is.
I would genuinely love that for me, elephant breeding specialist.
I'd love it for
I'd
you
be
too.
So good at it because there's such a... I know I've told you about this before. There's such a problem with chlamydia amongst the little elephant population in zoos. Like, all of the little baby elephants have the clap.
Why is it specifically in zoos?
I don't know.
But I guess that's the kind of thing she chlamydia. Would know if she were an expert.
And, like, they keep, like, baby... The Chester Zoo, all the little baby elephants there have chlamydia. Like, it's just a nightmare for
symptoms?
Everyone. I think itchy, isn't it?
I don't know. That's why I was asking. What
oh,
are
I wouldn't know either. I wouldn't know either.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I wouldn't
hey,
know.
Joe?
No, severe itching and stuff.
What kind... Because we're going to do a problem from the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advice giver would you say you are? And we are a good friend, so I'm desperate to know what you think of yourself in this regard. What kind of advice giver do you think of yourself as?
God. It depends on the recipient, because actually... If I'm emotionally invested in the result, I'll be very sensitive and very careful.
Mm.
If I'm not going to see the consequences, reckless.
Yeah.
So can we just say from that answer, he's an honest giver. Like, it's just going to be honest.
I actually think that you're very genuinely, like, thoughtful. Aww. You will also do a thing that I do sometimes find a little annoying, because you always want to consider where the other person's coming from, which I find very annoying sometimes. I'll be like, Joe, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm trying to figure out. You'll ponder. I do think you give it time and ponder, and you'll think about what the nicest reading of their behaviour could be. And I'm just like...
It is a sickness. I'm in better help for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like not why you go to a sharp-tongued gay man. It just feels like false
just
advertising.
Have a look at it.
You know what I mean?
That's loose. Come on.
It's just a level of sensitivity I don't want.
I'm sorry.
Can I just quickly check? Are you actually using BetterHelp?
Yeah.
I thought that was an advert,
the
not
app?
A real thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Really?
Is it good?
It's okay. Well, I guess it depends on who you get.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't
My
it?
Guy's
Same
good.
As normal
is
therapy.
Is he in the UK?
Yep.
Okay, wow.
Cool. Good for you.
Thanks.
Andrew,
yes.
We'll take a problem now. Fabulous. For the sharp-tongued gay people.
Who's going to be annoyingly nice about it all. Watch this.
Ugh. Just a clarification, boy. Elephants have herpes, not chlamydia.
Oh, herpes. Yeah. I'd like to apologise to the elephant community.
Okay, yeah, itching.
They've never forgotten. Go on.
This is... that was good stuff. Thanks. That was good stuff.
This is a friend breakup problem from B.
Hi,
B.
Hi,
B. Hi.
They say, hi, Hogs. Love the show and feel like I truly do trust you all to give some good advice.
Oh, nice. Don't laugh at that.
Because they didn't know who was going to be the guest.
But you've been on before.
I know, but like...
They didn't know
the subject
that.
Is
you're
FAO
right.
Joe Sutherland.
Right? Oh, shut up.
So sweet. Shut up.
So there's a bit of background that B's old best friend moved to the same country as me after years of trying to, which should be great news, now living in the same country as a best friend.
I'm already lost.
Okay. So B has a best friend.
Yeah.
Finally moved into the same country as them.
So okay, great.
They've reconnected. Great. Geographically.
Great.
However, her friend then fell out with their partner. So the B's partner and their old best friend have fallen out. They've not spoken in years.
Best friend, partner, no longer friend.
Yes.
Slay.
B unfortunately went through a traumatic event and told their friend, and their friend didn't really reach out. So they started to ghost and distance themselves from B.
Uh-huh.
Because I couldn't bear confronting them and I just had a lot on. I got a
hang
new...
on, sorry. Is B the friend or is B the protagonist?
B's the protagonist.
So B starts to ghost the friend.
Yes, we'll call the friend F for clarity. Was that...
Fantastic. Okay.
So they've got a lot going on.
B's distancing because distances. F didn't reach out.
Yep, and okay. Was also falling out with the partner, all sorts of stuff. Okay. However, B then gets an exciting new job.
How exciting.
But F makes weird jealous comments via text.
Oh no.
And it felt like they couldn't be happy for me.
Oh no.
I decided I'd only meet them if they made plans. And despite constantly saying, we need to do something, they obviously never followed through.
I've done that before. You know, when you're like, yeah, no, 100%.
God, get something in. Must.
Fast forward a month or so ago, I realised they'd soft blocked me on Instagram.
What's soft blocking?
I believe it's where you like hide stories and stuff like that. Oh, so you don't unfollow, right.
So now F is starting to block them.
Yeah.
So actually, but I thought it was B who was initially doing the ghosting.
Yes.
Yeah. So this, I suppose, this is all part of the complications.
Right. Okay.
But so F is also started doing distancing by like soft blocking and stuff like that.
Jesus.
I wished them a happy birthday. B wished F a happy birthday. Okay. And said that they'd still like to meet up and be friends. F sent back a genuine response, which felt hopeful, but obviously they didn't reach out for B's birthday. All very distant now, all falling apart. However, now F has started being very petty. It started turning up at places where B is with new friends, very loudly laughing and talking with the new friends and disturbing B without ever addressing B. And
what?
So obviously they live quite close to each other. B doesn't know what to do. B doesn't think there is a salvageable relationship after such a childish and nasty move. F doesn't obviously doesn't respect me. I don't know what will resolve this for me. Do I confront them? Is there any point if I don't really want to be friends anyway? How do I get over a friendship that's probably rooted in nostalgia rather than similarity? Is it good riddance or should I push for closure? So those are the main points. There's lots of backstory.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. So number one, terrible friends for each other. Mm. No.
Not compatible friends.
But like, that's a really interesting... I was thinking at the end you were going to ask like, how do we move on from this? And I was thinking like, how do I say like, just don't move on from it. Like, this is just not a good friendship. But then the fact that you're like, do I need to like, how do I close this chapter? I've only done this with one friend where you've had to like move on. It's so hard.
What way did that go? Like, did you end the friendship by going and having the conversation?
I tried to have a conversation with them about like how they'd hurt me and some of the things they'd done like made me really upset, which then sort of like was denied on their part. We just had like very different like understandings of things. So then sort of like I tried to forget about it and we like started again. And then they just did the same like mean things. And then that sort of was a pattern for a couple of years. And now I'm just like, okay, no, I'm good now. But like, I talked about it in therapy. Like, this is just a friendship.
Do they know that the friendship's over?
They must do.
Okay, but you never expressly said so.
No, not this time, because I didn't want to go through the same thing, and it also been made clear to me that someone else had tried to talk to them and then like had the same thing, and I was like, okay, so that's just the pattern that they have.
So what do you think B should do?
But it depends on you. Like, are you able to genuinely, like, it took me years to do it because I felt so guilty that I was like being a bad friend to them, or like, do you know what I mean? Like, it is really difficult. But like, depends on you personally, doesn't it? Like, are you someone who can just be like, because you said before, like, closure for you is important, right?
No, I'm pro the slow step away.
Yeah.
But I have found it very ineffective. I don't know what it is, but maybe like I give a lot to my friendship. So I think people maybe notice when I'm like eking out.
Yeah.
But I have found it ineffective. And so I have been, I feel, forced in a situation once where I had to be like, hey, I can't be a friend.
Yeah.
And it was hella awkward. I mean, on the bright side, it was like nice when it was done, because then it was just done.
It wasn't easy.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's absolutely horrible. So I don't know what you guys get out of it if you just go in and do a... Like, it could just lead to more conflict, is all I'm saying.
But it's very therapy speak, but it's boundary setting, isn't it?
What do you think, Jo?
Here we go.
It certainly sounds like whoever this person is, B, needs some closure for their own sake.
I think that's
like,
true.
They need some way of moving on. But it sounds like, you know, trying to communicate softly isn't working. Like, how do you ghost a ghost? Like, you're already pulling away from someone who's been pulling away from you.
Yeah.
So that's where I would feel tempted to, like, bring drama. Like, nothing sets a boundary like drama.
Okay. Go on.
Like, post a story that's, even though we're now too deep into January, post an in-out list.
Right, it's a Christmas. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah. And have, like, loads of really positive ins for yourself. You know, like manifesting my own joy and
I've actually been doing that.
Walking my own path.
Okay.
And you know, eating, praying, loving. Yes. And then on the out, just their name. And it's public, everyone can see it. In fact, they're tagged.
Make it terrible as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is lovely.
That's crazy, Dan.
What they've already been doing hasn't been
but
working.
But also, it's so clear. What a boundary set.
No, but I think
one's crossing that.
It was so close to good advice. And here's what I am going to glean from it. I think you're right. I think actually, based on how much detail B has gone into, you sound like you need closure. And I think it would definitely be a much nicer way to live if you're going to live near each other, if every single time you run into each other isn't a hideous worry. Therefore, I think not necessarily bringing drama, but bringing... acknowledging what's happening might actually permit a conversation that's like, hey, why don't you send a text that's like, hi, our relationship's gotten weird and tense, as I'm sure you know. I don't want to open it all up again or necessarily get embroiled with one another. But what I would like...
Embroiled?
But what I would like to do is meet and talk if you'd like to, so that we can maybe have a healthier end to our friendship.
But happens if that person manages to like wheedle into their brain and make them think they don't want to end the relationship?
I think what I was getting at is like, you can, perhaps there's a way of doing this in like rhetorical communication. Like, you can set your boundary and not need them to respond.
Say more.
Well, okay, it doesn't have to be a catty Instagram story, but it can be sending them a text just saying like, hi, you're right, the relationship has gotten
weird.
Have
a good life.
I'm going to be moving on now. And just kind of like leaving something like that.
Okay.
Or, you know, send a letter. Something like that that's just very much like, this is what I'm feeling. And so for myself, I am doing this.
I wish you the best.
But that is tricky.
I...
Fake a brain injury. that suggests that you have no memory of your entire friendship. So then they'll be like, oh my God, like, what do we do now? And they're showing you pictures and you go, no memory, no memory. And then...
I don't know her.
And then when they say like, oh, like, well, I'd like to hang out. And they go like, I don't know you and I don't feel safe. And then you say that. And once you bring safety into it, no one can argue. And then that's it. You're fresh starting. But you do have to really stick to that brain thing and like, you might have to like stage an accident. But don't actually injure your brain, because that's awful. People go through a horrible time with it.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Right, so that's the sum total of both of your fucking...
Well, it's tricky. They live close to each other.
How is the in-out list the best idea? Next problem, please, Andrew. Best of luck, B.
Joe, thank you so much for coming on. Oh, again.
Yeah, you really are a joy. I have...
I try.
Can you come to see us in 2025?
Okay.
That'd be so nice. Oh my God, think how hench you're going to be, how twonk you'll be.
Oh.
Like an oak twee twonk.
oak.
Or an ash. Redwood twee twonk.
Redwood, okay, redwood is the long-term goal, I think.
Redwood's the tree that you can drive through,
whoa,
isn't it?
Yeah. You're going to have to eat, whole chickens.
I know, I'm going to have to review some life decisions.
Oh, no, don't. It's so bad. We've all got to stop eating meat.
Mum.
I watched a documentary on it. I'm going to start soon.
Just now.
Over
okay.
Christmas.
But, Joe, where can
It's called Dawn of the Nugget.
Where...
Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nugget. It's awful.
I loved the distance between the initial setup and the punchline, which does tell me that you'd only thought of it just then, but the delivery was such conviction. I watched a documentary on it.
It's called Dawn of the Nugget. I'm a slow worker sometimes.
Joe, where can people come and see you, please? Where can people check out your arms, say?
Well, Instagram for one, at Joe Modity, JOMODITY.
Thank you. Joe puts up really good videos of his stand-up, so please enjoy.
It's just
lots of
funny.
Genuinely so good.
Thank you.
And well made. You can tell the man has worked in video editing. Video editing. Goodness, that's a hard word to say.
And then I guess I have a website, but who's really doing those?
Do you have tour dates for people to come see?
No, it's in the works. Let's just say, look ahead towards the end of 2024 and throughout 2025.
You know what? Fabulous. That's the easiest plug ever. You have to follow Joe, fall in love even more, and then when the tickets come on sale, just jump.
And how many gym selfies do you put up?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working,
so that's a little note for
more.
You. Yeah. So that's something to think about for
that's
you.
That's because you're a branch transitioning into a twee.
That's so harsh.
Is that not right?
No, but like a big branch.
a big branch.
What's in between branch and trunk?
Stop it. Stop it.
Sap?
No.
No.
A big branch. A log.
You're a log.
A log. A log.
Yeah, she screams. People jump in that chair so often. I'm just so used to it, but I can't.
He's having a nice time. Thank you so much, Joe.
Joe Sutherland, everybody. Helen, huge news. Is the executive lounge feeling a little fuller to you today?
Is it?
Probably, because we've got another exec producer.
Ah! Yay!
Thank you. Thank you to Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and our new arrival, Grace O'Reilly.
Is that Irish? That's got to be.
Surely.
Religious first name, I don't know. Hello.
Don't mind if we do. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, guys, and thank you for all your support. We genuinely couldn't do it without you.
How do you say thank you again?
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Nope. Got further away. But thank you.
Thank you. And then also to our producers in the producer lounge, we got Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bright, Kate. Oh my God, do I need glasses? No, we can't do this now. Dean Mitchell, Anthony, Sophie Chivers, Carrie Soothe, Victoria Hutchinson. Please, everyone, please let me try. Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Matt Sims, Tristan, Taz, Stephanie Katlatia, Charlie A, KC, Hayley Worf. Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, which always makes me smile. David Walker, Jess and Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redman, Sarah and Morley, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend. Overend. There's a joke in that. I'll think about it. Liz Fort, like over and
yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Something with like an ass, maybe. Or a boat. We'll work it.
I'm sure she's never heard it before and definitely gives us her money so that we'll mock her like she was in school.
Leah, let us know if you've got a good one for us. Chloe, Emily G and Goza. Shut the fuck
Who?
Up. Goza, is that like short for Godzilla? No. That can't be. No, he's just got a film out. He's busy. He's not listening to podcasts.
But maybe he's flushed and he wants to spend it on his favourite podcast.
Goza. Okay, is Goza, are we thinking like a really fun non-binary person or a lad from Essex who's got a nickname from school that they've never got rid of
and madly into
themselves
us.
As Goza?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm Goza.
Oh my God.
Don't ask
nice.
Why.
Oh my gosh, so fun. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. We really couldn't do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And
thank
remember
you, thank
that,
you.
Yes, I struggled with the names today, but that's because we've had a break.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
If you're thinking of ways to spend your money that might help people in the arts, then please support our podcast on Patreon. And also, you can give very little. You can give £3 a month. You can give £5 a month. But you get, regardless of however much you give, you get access to the 116 extra episodes that are on there. There's a whole back catalogue. Why not
there
get in there?
So many extras.
We'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. Sexually.
What?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.